This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And Larry Richard broadcasting from the beautiful Marriott Resort and Spa here in the Bradenton area, and bringing back the Bucks this weekend, and as they get ready for the season next Thursday on the road in Miami for four before coming back to Pittsburgh to host the Yankees, the home opener 2 weeks from today at PNC Park. Yesterday, breaking news, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to eliminate the Department of Education. You knew that was coming. That wasn't necessarily a big surprise. However, what happens next is. And joining us is Pennsylvania State Senator Lindsey Williams, representing the 38th District. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So the million or multiple million dollar question is, what does happen at our level here in southwestern Pennsylvania for public and private schools? Do we have any idea, kind of sorting through the details of what this will mean for us?
I think we're still trying to figure that out. I know, you know, there's a lot of students and families that are angry right now, that are scared. Not, like you said, not surprised, but this is going to have a real impact on students and their education and the future of the Commonwealth here. So there's this fallacy that you can just eliminate the Department of Education at a federal level and push the money in a big block grant down to the states. And that's not accurate. The federal government plays a very important role in administering our education. So while the control is at the states and our local school districts, they're the ones deciding curriculum, hiring teachers, doing the day-to-day work. But the federal government is the place, it's the only agency that's directly responsible for the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA. So that is where our rights to a free and equal education live and are enforced. And if you have rights without enforcement, that's meaningless. So that's what is scary moving forward, is that, one, what's going to happen to the money? But two, what is going to happen to the enforcement of our rights to an equal education here in the whole country?
We're with Senator Lindsey Williams. Also, planning. If you're putting a budget together, obviously you need to know where the money's coming from, or in this case, not. So where do we stand when looking at a budget for the future for education here in Pennsylvania?
I was actually with one of my school districts, their superintendent and their whole school board, about two nights ago, and they were walking through their challenges with the budget, you know, increased cyber charter education costs, increased costs for students with disabilities, increased facilities costs. And they said, look, you know, we're always struggling to figure out what money is coming from the states, because Pennsylvania has kind of a history of not finishing our budget on time. You know, we're supposed to be done at the end of June. We're, you know, sometimes months later than that. And they're like, we're always trying to figure out what that is because we have to figure out our budget right now. But the federal government, that portion has been fairly predictable. And now it's not. Now they don't know where the state money's coming from, and they don't know what's happening to the feds. Federal money, and Pennsylvania, we can't budget because we don't know what's happening with the Fed. So there's so much uncertainty where districts are trying to plan programs for the next year for our students, and they're really struggling. And it's not just the education line item, like that's the biggest piece. But, you know, my school district talked about the cuts to Medicaid impacting their students because those funds are used to transport students with disabilities. They talked about money for telecommunications and stuff that like traditionally goes to libraries, also helps them keep down their costs for buying things like computers and laptops and things like that for students' iPads. So all of those things are kind of coming together and nobody really knows the answer. All we know is that the result is going to be bad for students.
Well, the president says he wants all the states to decide how to educate students because the outcomes for the country compared to other countries haven't been satisfactory in many cases. So what do you say about the state taking over full control of education, or did you think we were already there?
The state really has the bulk of the control. The Fed enforces the right, but the bulk of the control lives at the state and has lived at the state and lives in our local school districts. But cutting enforcement and cutting dollars is not the way to improve our educational outcomes. The only thing it's going to do is make that worse. The cuts at the federal level are not going to improve student outcomes, and they're not going to help you with your property taxes. None of that is going to help. It's only going to make it worse.
Where do we go from here, Senator? You know, the biggest line item in the budget is always education. What happens next?
I think everyone who is listening, they should call their congressmen, their senators, and tell them their story. Tell them about what their school means to them, to their community, to their kid. Tell both the people who you think aren't with you so they know, but also tell the people who you think are fighting for it. Let them know your story so they can use it. It really is impactful to understand the impact that these cuts are going to have, and that's the only way that we have a hope of stopping it is that if families tell their stories.
Senator Lindsey Williams, representing the 38th District, appreciate your time this morning, Senator. You got your work cut out for you. Thank you.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to the mayor of Bradenton, Florida, who's with us live at the Beach Club here at the beautiful Marriott Resort and Spa. And it is a beautiful sunrise. We'll be right back.